This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace, blessings and mercy be upon you all. Welcome to the 10th episode of Da'wah Thursdays. And in our episode today, we are going to be looking at the R portion within the Gorak methodology of Da'wah. And that itself is revelation. Now, in order for us to speak about the revelation portion within the Gorak methodology of Da'wah, it is very important to first speak about the G and the O, God's existence and His oneness. And once we've gained confirmation with the person that we speak to regarding these two points, that they believe in this almighty creator that is all-powerful, all-knowing and self-sufficient, that they believe that this creator is one without a second, then we can continue and speak about the revelation. Why is there a need for revelation in the first place? If we contemplate and think about it, everything in life comes with an instruction. For instance, if you purchase a new product, or if you want to go in a specific field of study or in work, it will come with an instruction as to how to use the product or how to educate yourself in order to be within that field. Now, if we contemplate about this concept, it would be rational to think that this creator that has created this universe out of nothing, that has put us upon this planet with a specific purpose, will give us an instruction as to how to live our lives, how to glorify and worship Him, and how to understand Him within His names and attributes. Therefore, it is completely rational to think that this creator will give us guidance. But the question remains, for us to be objective, we need to decide which of these revelations is directly from this God. Now, a way in which I personally introduce the Holy Quran to the individuals that I speak to, is I tell them to sit and contemplate something with me. Imagine we had all the revelations in front of us. The Vedas, which were the first Hindu scriptures. We had the Taoist revelation, the Buddhist revelation, the Sikhist revelation. We had the biblical text and the Quran. In order for us to decide which of these revelations is from God, we would look at three things. The first thing we'd be looking for within this revelation is how this revelation represents the Almighty Creator. For instance, if a revelation were to say that God is a monkey, or that God is a human being, or that God is a tree, both you and I would agree that this revelation cannot be from God. Because a monkey, a human being, and a tree is not all-powerful, not all-knowing, and not self-sufficient, and therefore it cannot be this God. The second thing we'd be looking for is internal and external consistency. Internally, this revelation should not contradict itself, because God would not contradict Himself. Externally, we would look for consistency. When this revelation speaks about the creation of this Almighty Creator, it is consistent. For instance, if a revelation were to say that the earth was flat, or that the universe is only 6,000 years old, then both you and I would agree that this revelation cannot be from God. Now, the third thing I would mention is that this revelation in itself has to have some form of divine inspiration. If we look at this revelation objectively, we can say that surely this revelation must have been inspired by an almighty creator, that a human mind could not have fathomed or thought about these verses. And then, of course, I would apply all these three points to the Holy Quran and speak with them through it. So the first point is that when the Holy Quran speaks about this almighty creator, that it represents Him in maximally perfect names and attributes. That He is almighty, He is all-knowing, He is self-sufficient, He is most loving, most forgiving, most merciful. He is the guardian, the protector, the sustainer, the provider. And all the different names and attributes of this almighty creator that we find within the Holy Quran is maximally perfect and beautiful. And if we look at internal and external consistency, we find that internally this revelation does not contradict itself. And externally, when it speaks about the creation of this almighty creator, it is consistent with regards to established facts. Now the third point is with regards to some form of divine inspiration. Now here you can use your own knowledge and understanding of the Holy Quran. Generally, when I speak to individuals, I like to speak about established fact that we understand and comprehend of the universe that is around us. So when I would speak about the section of divine inspiration, I would speak about things that are established fact within our universe. For instance, within the Holy Quran in chapter 78 verse 6-7, the Almighty Creator speaks and He says that we created the earth as a wide expanse, and we place mountains as pegs within the ground. Now, if we were to think about it, if you and I were to take a peg, and we were to hit it into the ground, doop, 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 we would only see the tip of the peg, and the rest of the peg will be underneath the surface of the earth. Now, the Almighty Creator is saying that He created the mountains as pegs. And just recently, geologists have discovered that when two tectonic plates push against one another, there's one plate that pushes upwards, and there's one plate that pushes downwards, that actually creates the roots of the mountain. Now, when geologists speak about this phenomenon, they speak about stakes or pegs to describe it. Now, what I would ask the individuals that I speak to, I would give them two or three of these examples within the Holy Quran, and then I would ask them that who could have revealed this 1,400 years ago? Could this have been fathomed by human mind, or was this divinely inspired by God? Now, when I ask them this question, a lot of people come to the understanding that a human mind could not have conceived of this, but it had been inspired by the Almighty Creator. This methodology in itself is a very good way of introducing the Quran to the individuals that you speak to. I hope that you enjoyed today's episode, and if you have, please leave a like and share this with your friends. I look forward to seeing you at the next one. All the best of blessings to you and your family. Jazakallah khair.